Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We are doing a quick study about the miracles of Muhammad as we are investigating few verses here and there throughout the Quran while we are launching our study for Quran chapter 17. In our previous programs, we covered the material which Muslims claimed for their prophet Muhammad. They actually made him a miracle performance, just like Moses, just like Jesus, like all other prophets. He performed so many great miracles, but that is the miracles which were written about him in the 21st century, because obviously these miracles were not mentioned in the Quran. So this is what I call the invented miracles by so-called modern Muslim scholars to Muhammad to use such miracles to convince the people of the West as they practice their da'wah, their invitation to lead the people of the West to Islam. Because if Muhammad was the final prophet and the greatest of all, therefore he must have performed some great miracles. As we discovered in that one program, that there was not any evidence whatsoever that Muhammad did perform these miracles. Now, in our last program, we discovered that the reason Muhammad never received any miracles or any signs, because it was very simple. Allah has sent these miracles before with previous messengers and previous prophets, and nobody believed them. Therefore, there was not any reason for why Allah would continue to send any miracles on Muhammad. That's why, as we read in the Quran, the only miracle Muhammad received from Allah was the Quran itself. We promised you in our last program that we will be looking into that claim of Allah in the Quran by examining other prophets who came before Muhammad to see, have they ever performed any miracles? Did anybody ever believe in them because of these miracles? Because obviously, as we have shared with you on our last broadcast, the reason Allah sent these messengers with signs or miracles, it is simply to scare the daylights out of their people that they will be actually tormented in hell by not believing in such miracles. So somehow Allah allows these signs or these miracles to be performed by previous messengers, but nobody believes them because Allah chose for people not to believe in them. So that may Allah use these miracles or these signs as an excuse to punish such people who did not believe in these miracles or these messengers which were performed by their prophets. Now I'd like to take you in our study to three different levels. The first level is early messengers who came before Muhammad, those who perform miracles in general. The Quran does not give us details. We will be talking about Noah a little bit later in our program for today to see that, yes, it was a sign for even the people who came after Noah to believe in Allah, the God of the Quran. But then we're going to dig deep into what the Quran teach about Moses and the miracles which he performed with the children of Israel in Egypt and out of Egypt. Then, Lord is willing, we'll be talking about the miracles as it was performed by Isa, son of Mary, that is the Jesus of the Quran, to see also how Allah used him to perform some miracles for people to believe in. Then we will have another study to the miracles according to the teaching of the Bible. So let us begin by looking at what the Quran teaches about early messengers who came before Muhammad. In Quran chapter 6 and verse 124, we read, "And when a verse comes to them, they say, 'We will not believe until the like of what was given to the messengers of Allah is given to us.' Allah knows best where to place his message. He will afflict those who commit crimes with humiliation from Allah and severe torment because they were deceiving. Notice here, Allah is talking about Muhammad receiving the verses of the Quran, which is the miracle of Muhammad, the miracle of Islam. As we continue to see that Muhammad did not perform any miracles in the Quran. So here we go. We see that Allah said, when a verse, imagine with me, Muhammad claimed to be a prophet for 23 years. Through all these years, Muhammad claimed to receive 6,000 verses of the Quran. That is roughly about 3/4 of a verse a day. Imagine just a couple words or half a sentence will bring Muhammad to the position of giving us the greatest miracle of all of Islam, which is the Quran itself. Just one sentence a day. So imagine with me, when Muhammad received a verse from Allah and he shared that verse with his people, the Arabs, in the days of Muhammad, what was the reaction of the people? It was very simple. It is very logical. It's very sincere. They said, we will not believe until the like of what was given to the messengers of Allah is given to us. We will not believe in you, Muhammad, because whatever verse you give us for today, until you perform miracles like all the messengers whom Allah sent before. Is this a reasonable request? Of course it is. After all, Allah in the Quran told us that all the messengers who came before Muhammad performed miracles. So now the people of Muhammad will believe in Muhammad and will accept his Quran if he can just perform a miracle or a sign like those messengers who came before him from Allah, who also performed miracles and signs. Then Allah continued here by stating, Allah knows best where to place his message. Excuse me. Allah all-knower should know that the people will not believe until Muhammad performs a miracle, like all the messengers who came before him. So what does Allah mean by that? Then Muhammad brings his threat in that verse by saying, Allah will afflict those who commit crimes with humiliation from Allah. Why Allah will speak like that? Why Allah did not speak in the first person with my humiliation? No. The weird talk of Muhammad in the Quran is a great evidence that it is not Allah who is speaking in these verses. Think with me again. Here is what Allah said. He, that is Allah, will afflict those who commit crimes with humiliation. You should stop there and that will be a logical sentence. But no. Muhammad have to continue by stating from Allah. How you start with he and then you end from Allah. You should end the sentence by saying from me, or just stop at the word humiliation. It's like somebody does not know how to speak and he is making a poetry in some foreign language. Allah or Muhammad continues to threaten the people by stating that and severe torment because they were disbelieving. Excuse me. How do you expect the people to believe by just quoting a verse from the Quran? And once again, the request was very reasonable. We will not believe until you, Muhammad, perform a miracle or a sign like all previous prophets whom Allah sent to this world. Let's move on to the next verse, which is Quran chapter 6 and verse 158. For there we read, do they wait except for the coming of the angels for them, or the coming of your Lord, or the coming of some signs of your Lord? A day some signs of your Lord come, the face of any soul will not profit it unless it has believed before or earned good through its face. Say, wait, surely we are waiting. What a nonsense verse in the Quran. The people were challenged by Allah to believe before they see any sign, before they see any miracle, because if they will wait until Allah sent a sign or a miracle, their belief will not benefit them. Well, how do you expect them to believe when they never receive any evidence that Muhammad is a prophet or a messenger, except these ridiculous, nonsensical verses which he gave to them one verse at a time. Here we see once again, the people were reasonable. They will not believe until Muhammad proves that he's a prophet or a messenger. And Allah said, oh, if they wait, they will waste their life. Because when Allah will come with the miracles or the sign to prove that Muhammad is a messenger, it will not benefit them because it will be too late, or because they have to believe without seeing any miracles. Because if they wait until the miracles come, then it will be too late for their faith to benefit them. What a nonsensical verse.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Let's move on to the next verse, and that is Quran chapter 21, verses 5 and 6. Before that verse, we have the bold statement in our translation. Some point out that Muhammad did not perform any signs like the previous prophets. They also say that this Quran is just a forgery and poetry. And here is Quran chapter 21, verses 5 and 6. Yet they said it is the medley of dreams. Yet he forged it. Yet he is a poet. So let him bring to us with a sign as the ancients were sent. No village before them believed. We destroyed it. Will they believe? Notice here, once again, all what Muhammad had as an evidence for his prophethood or his claiming to be a messenger, it is the poetry or the verses of the Quran which he received in his 23 years from Allah, a total of 6,000 verses. Now the people heard it. They know it is just a medley, or what he's making up it was just simply dreams. As we discovered in Quran chapter 17, verse 1, Muhammad told his people that he was taken from Mecca to Jerusalem to heaven back to Mecca. And obviously, people figure out it was simply a dream. Then they figure out what he's writing in the Quran was forged material. They know it came from the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament and other books. So what they want him to do, they want Muhammad to prove to them that he is a prophet or a true messenger by simply performing a sign or a miracle. And notice Allah's word said, as the ancient were sent. So they were not asking for something unusual or something extreme. They just want Muhammad simply to perform a sign or a miracle so that they believe that he is a true prophet or a true messenger, just like all previous messengers and prophets. But once again, in verse 6, Allah threatened all those people, those who will not believe without any miracles, because Muhammad will not perform any miracles, that he would destroy them as he already did with previous people who lived in many of the villages as Muhammad claimed in his Quran. And now let me prove to you from the Quran that this is true. All the messengers who came before Muhammad performed miracles. As we read in Quran chapter 9 and verse 70, has not the news of those who were before them reached them? Noah's people and Ad and Samud and Abraham's people and the companion of Midian and the Mutawafika. They are non-existent people invented by Muhammad. Their messengers, listen carefully, their messengers came to them with the proofs. So it was not for Allah to treat them unjustly, but they were treating themselves unjustly. What is the proof of these messengers? It is the miracles they performed. And it doesn't matter if the people believed in them or they did not believe in them, because all what we see here is the people in Muhammad's day are asking Muhammad to prove that he is a messenger. How? By performing some miracles or performing some signs from which they know that he is a prophet or a messenger. But sadly, that's not what Muhammad did. He did not perform any miracles or any signs. The same message to prove our point is that which is written in Quran chapter 30 and verse 9, as we read, "Have they not walked on the earth so they see how was the end of those who were before them? They were mightier than them in strength, and those who plowed the earth and constructed it more than they constructed it. And their messenger came to them with the proofs." Once again, the messengers who came to all the people who were before them, they were true messengers with evidence or proofs. So it was not for Allah to treat them unjustly, but they were treating themselves unjustly. What is the justice here? That Allah sent true messengers with the proofs that they are true messengers, which is simply they perform miracles and signs. Let me give you another evidence in the same chapter, Quran chapter 30 and verse 47. For there we read, "And indeed," that means for sure or for certain, Allah said, "We sent messengers before you to their people, so they came to them with proofs. So we took revenge on those criminals, and it was our duty to help the believers." Once again, why Allah sent messengers before Muhammad to their people with proofs, with evidence that they are true messengers? And it doesn't matter, I say again, if people believed or not. If they were criminal and they were wicked, they were judged by Allah. If they believed, they were delivered by Allah through these messengers or prophets which Allah is talking about. Notice here, these verses were written without any details. They just tell us that Allah sent messengers and messengers came with proof. Why not Muhammad himself? Once again, here is another proof. In Quran chapter 40 and verse 78, we read, "And indeed, we sent messengers before you. Some of them we narrated to you, and some of them we did not narrate to you. And it was not for a messenger to bring with a sign except by Allah's permission." So obviously, I'm not saying that any of the messengers which Allah sent before Muhammad performed some miracles or performed some signs by their own will, again, it's the will of Allah. No, it was according to the will of Allah. But when you add all these verses together, you come to the conclusion that yes, indeed, messengers came before Muhammad, and those messengers have the proof and the evidence to their people that they were sent by Allah, and that is by performing whatever miracles they performed. Now, let me read to you about Noah. In Quran chapter 29 and verse 15, we read, "So we delivered him," that is Noah, "and the companions of the ship." Obviously, Muhammad did not know who were on the ship with Noah, as well as Muslim scholars do not know. But the point is this, that Allah said, "We delivered him," that is Noah, "and the companion of the ship, and we made it as a sign to the world." So even the biblical account of Noah, Muhammad copied it in the Quran, and he said that he made that story as a sign for the world, that the world would know that it is true. Noah was a prophet from Allah, and the ship was built by Noah, and people were delivered through the ship, which killed all the people of the earth. Why didn't Allah prove that Muhammad is a prophet? He is a messenger just by performing some miracles or signs, as we have seen the request of his people throughout the Quran. Finally, in Quran chapter 2 and verse 253, we read, "These are the messengers. We favored some of them above the others. Some of them spoke to Allah, and He exalted some of them by degrees. And we gave Isa," that is the wrong name for Jesus in the Quran, "the son of Mary, the proofs, and we supported him with the Holy Spirit. And if Allah willed, they would not engage in war after the proofs came to them, but they differed. So some of them who believed and some who became infidels. And if Allah willed, they would not engage in war, but Allah does what He wants." What do we learn from this last verse? We learned a very simple message, that Allah sent messengers. Yes, He favored some of them, but He gave them signs. He gave them miracles. So people in their days would know that they weren't true messengers. They were true prophets from Allah. And especially with Isa, Allah said He supported him with proofs and with the Holy Spirit. Why not Muhammad? I mean, after all, the whole world waited for Muhammad to come as the final messenger of Allah and the final prophet, and he's the best. He was more favored than anybody else. It was because of Muhammad Allah created Adam, and Muhammad is the final, the seal of all the prophets. Why can't Allah support Muhammad with the Spirit of Allah and with proofs? And that will bring the answer for all the Arabs who wanted Muhammad so badly to prove to them that he is a prophet or a messenger by some miracles or some signs. Once again, these are just a few of many verses throughout the Quran from which we learn that there was no excuse for why didn't Allah support Muhammad with some miracle, not just the empty words of the Quran. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.